Mike is on the line. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What can we do for you?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and we have a very lively springtime here with lots and lots of bugs. And the funny thing is that I find lots of live bugs crawling around, but all the dead ones that I find are lying on their back. And I wonder how it is that a dead bug gets to be lying on its back.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mysterious one, this one, because there's no actual research that has gone into looking at this statistically to prove if it's true. But what I think is happening is that when a bug dies, it kind of gets a sort of rigor mortis, essentially, and either all of its legs on one side will fold up, or it will sort of suddenly get a spring in one side of its legs, and it will sort of flip it over onto its back. And it's also, it could be a question of whether or not it's more stable lying on its back, because that's kind of the heaviest part, and it might be the more natural side for it to lie once its legs are all folded up and no longer supporting its body weight. And I have a very sad story to tell, actually. I used to have a pet budgie, and one day I came home from school and I found him lying on his back in the bottom of his cage. But obviously that's, you know, when he was dead, that was the way he was going to lie down, because, you know, his legs could no longer support him, and it would be unstable if he would be on his front. So he ends up on his back.
It could also be that quite a lot of bugs spend their time kind of crawling up walls and things. And so when they die, they might fall off the wall. And so it could be that falling with kind of upside down is the stable way for it to fall through the air. So because the legs are going to act as kind of tails, and kind of, so it should fall through the air back upside down, and so end up back sort of upside down on the ground.
Yeah, but it's interesting that you still get beetles still end up on their backs, even though they stay predominantly on the ground.
In Second Life, Dally Wave Rider has just contacted us to say his view is that they're generally top-heavy, so if you apply Dave's logic, then that could be the reason they topple over.